Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Michigan Wolverines. So if you enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and on YouTube. If you enjoy clips, check out our Instagram at 100 Football. Also, our brand new LinkedIn page, same name there. And, of course, our podcast available anywhere, every single day. Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. You can find us and listen to us. So be sure to download, turn on notifications, and leave a review, and just talk about the show. And today, like I said, our topic, the 2022 Michigan Wolverines. Talk about their strengths, weaknesses, schedule, and how they did last year. And boy, did they do good last year. A great record, 12-2 overall. You won the Big 12 championship game, or sorry, Big 10 championship game, in pretty easy fashion. Oh yeah, 42-3 against Iowa. But they ran into the human wrecking ball known as that Georgia defense in the Orange Bowl or the College Football Playoff semifinals, one of the best four teams in the country. They lost 11-34. And I've been a heavy critic of Coach Harbaugh since he got to Michigan. Up till last year, they had been underperforming. But I'm here to admit that he proved me wrong last year, and he has turned this Michigan team into a powerhouse. But can they do it again in 2022? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about their team. Like I said, Jim Harbaugh, great season last year as head coach. This upcoming offense, it's going to be interesting to see. Is Cade McNamara going to win the starting job again, or is J.J. McCarthy going to go and get the nod? It remains to be seen. We all know Michigan wasn't the premier passing team like a lot of schools are now. You do have new coordinators, Matt Weiss and Sharon Moore. Coming in here, you lost Josh Gattis, who went to Miami. So McNamara, like I said, he's been a proven leader. He's done it before. He can operate the offense solid. And McCarthy was sidelined with a shoulder injury. But he does have a little bit of a stronger arm and better playmaking ability. So it's still up in the air to see who they're going to choose as the starting quarterback number one. You did lose two starters on their top offensive line. They won the Joe Moore Award. But you are getting a lot of guys back, right? Ryan Hayes is coming back, Zach Zinter at right guard, Trevor Keegan will get his shot at left guard, and also six-year graduate transfer, Olusegun Oluwatimi, who was a Remington Trophy finalist last year, he's coming over too. So I think that this O-line is going to be solid as long as they stay healthy, and I don't think they're going to have much of a drop-off at all this upcoming 2022 season. So as for the backfield, right, you got Blake Corum coming back. He fell just short of 1,000 yards last year. He was hampered by some high ankle sprain issues, though, at the stretch of the season. So I think he'll finally eclipse that 1,000-yard plateau this upcoming year. Also, too, on the outside, right, you got Ronnie Bell coming back. He was sidelined with an ACL injury. And I think the other core around him, right, you got Cornelius Johnson, who got 40 catches last year, 627 yards, three scores. Mike Siristill. Andrew Anthony, Roman Wilson, they're going to be called to step up big this upcoming year, as long as a bunch of freshman wideouts who are coming in to help out this school. So it's going to be interesting to see how the offense, we all know that the wide receivers aren't the focal point. It's that amazing defense that really got them through some tough stretches last year. So we're going to talk about some of this, man, because, man, the defense was solid last year. You have its third defensive coordinator in many years. You got Jesse Minter coming over. Mike McDonald is gone. He went to join John Harbaugh, Jim's brother, with the Baltimore Ravens. So congrats to him getting the big promotion for the National Football League. Minter's calling this one year two of the scheme. So a lot of the same as last year. It worked, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But the personnel is going to be different. Obviously, you lost, of course, Aiden Hutchinson went to the Detroit Lions. You lost David Ojabo as well. And then you're also going to look for some guys, Mike Morris, Taylor Upshaw, Jalen Harrell, to really step up big for the offensive line this upcoming year for your production, or for the defensive line, pardon me, to get those sacks, those tackle for losses, to stuff you at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's thin, it's inexperienced, it's a little bit of a cause for concern for me personally. So we'll see how they can step up. As for the linebackers, right, Junior Colson, Hill Green, they saw really good playing time last year. They're going to be sliding into those starting roles. I think Colson might have a breakout year potentially at the linebacking core. And also the backfield, right, the corners, the safeties. You're replacing three starters. You lost Daxton Hill. He's gone. But you do have Mike Sarastil, like I mentioned earlier. He might be coming over as a converted receiver. DJ Turner, German Green, those are all some guys who are going to be starters at corner potentially, while the underclassmen of Rod Moore and RJ Motton are going to step up in safety this upcoming year after kind of learning on the job last year and just trying to learn on the fly. But overall for this Michigan team, I think they're going to be a better offensive team overall. They're going to have to rely heavily a little bit more on throwing the ball more, whether with McNamara or McCarthy remains to be seen. Who's going to lead that team. The running game, I think, will be fine. The receiving end is going to be good, but I am a little bit worried about the defense, man. I'm not sure how that's going to be able to hold up after losing a lot of your big players last year. It remains to be seen. I think they'll still finish with a solid record overall, top 10 team for sure. I'm going to go ahead and lock that one in. But looking at their schedule in 2022, let's see what they got. So they got Colorado State, Hawaii, Connecticut, Maryland. Then you have Iowa October 1st. That's going to be a good one. Indiana, Penn State, Michigan State, right? Another good rivalry there. Rutgers, Nebraska, Illinois. And then to end the year, Ohio State on November the 26th. And the Big Ten Championship game this year is going to be on December 3rd. So I think it's another solid schedule, another solid year. Of course, the games against Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State, Iowa, those are all going to be ones to look out for. Some tough games. To really see how this team is going to be doing this upcoming year. But I think Michigan's going to have another solid year. I'm not sure if they're going to be a top four team in the country, just because I am a little bit concerned about that thin defensive line. But they could definitely prove me wrong like they did last year, honestly. But I think overall, like I said, I think this is definitely a top 10 team in the country when it's all said and done at the end of the season. It just remains to be seen where they are going to be in the top 10. But the not knowing who's going to be at quarterback, the thin defensive line, losing some of your safeties like Hill, that's going to be the big keys there as to how this Michigan team is going to do. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But please drop a comment. How will the Michigan Wolverines do this upcoming year? Where will they rank in the Big Ten? Will they win the Big Ten? We'd love to hear it and talk with you more. As we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube, check out Cliff, our show on Instagram, and our podcast, available anywhere, everywhere and anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and you can leave us a nice review if you ever do so. Say, hey, love the video, or I would love you guys to talk about so-and-so player, so-and-so team from certain year, a certain coach. We are open to any and every suggestion you might have, so please drop a comment. We love to interact with all of our fans on the show. Right, so I've been your host, Logan Lair, talking about the Michigan Wolverines 2022 team preview. Until then, guys, be safe, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.